All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Red Bridge Public Infrastructure Districts, both number one and two. Today is April 20th, 2026. It's 10:25 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Mike, your chair, you want to start for us?
Yeah, I'm Michael Crandall. I'm the board chair.
Sheila Michaelis, I'm treasurer.
Lauren Warburton with CLA District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do you have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our January 20th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review them? Do they look accurate?
I did, may do.
Okay. Could I get a motion then, Mike?
I make a motion to accept the board minute meetings from the January 20th, 2026 meeting as written.
I'll second that.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Next up, it's our quarterly expenditure, payment and expenditure listing. And then, Lauren, if you just want to move right into the first quarter financials.
Yeah, so board, first we have the payment listing for this last quarter. So this covers the period from January 1st through March 31st. Pretty limited activity here, but the total expenditures are $478,245. This includes those monthly bank fees and then the bond interest and bond principal payments from February 1st on the 2021 A bonds. Any questions I can answer on these payments?
No.
Okay,
No.
then I think what we need here, Michael, is a motion to ratify these payments.
Yep. So if I could get a motion to accept those.
I make a motion to accept the payments, Red Bridge District 1 from January 1st to March 31 as presented.
Thanks, Mike. Sheila, you there?
Oh, I second it. Sorry.
Thanks. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's
We move
unanimous.
on. Oh, thank you, Michael. So then, if we move to the financial statements, we'll start with Red Bridge District 1. Starting out with the balance sheet here, looks like total assets as of March 31st are sitting at just over 1.1 million. With a majority of that being in the debt service fund, looks like 747,000 in the surplus fund, and then the other large portion is the 251,000 receivable from the county treasurer from 2025 taxes. Total liabilities are sitting at just under 93,000, with just under 40,000 of that being accounts payable. And then we do have this $53,000 due to other funds, which is just between the general fund and debt service fund for administrative costs. So then, if we move on to the general fund here, looks like total expenditures for the quarter were just over $7,500. So that includes the accounting costs that have come through, as well as district management fees, and then those banking fees that we saw in the payment listing. So then if we take a look, beginning fund balance was 20, just under $22,000. So ending fund balance in the general fund is just over 14,000. Then moving on to the debt service fund, looks like total revenues are just over 6,700, all of which is interest income in this fund. Total expenditures are 478,200, being that bond interest and bond principal payment from February, bringing the ending fund balance to just under 952,000. And then in the capital projects fund, very limited activity here, but it does look like $2.23 of interest income, which brings the ending fund balance to $292. And then quickly, I'll go through the financials for Red Bridge 2 as well. So, balance sheet here, all we've got is this receivable for the property taxes, so $145,752. liabilities here are just the $108,000 due to Redbridge One. So total fund balance sitting at $37,333. And then debt service fund here, no changes. We do have the beginning and ending fund balance sitting again, like we said, at $37,333. You guys are probably already familiar with this. We don't typically set a budget for District 2 until we have a little bit better idea of what property taxes are looking like. So that's why there's nothing sitting in the budget quite yet. But that is it for the financials. So I'm happy to answer any questions if there are any. If not, I think we just need a motion to approve or, sorry, accept financials today.
I want to just look at a couple of things. In the taxes receivable in both of those, PID 1 and PID 2, have they changed since last year? The reason I'm asking is, being the title company, I've been getting online and checking taxes, which delinquent taxes, and I saw that the county was showing the MTEC building as delinquent taxes for 2024 and 2025, about 80,000 for each year, and they just finally went and wiped those out. So I'm wondering if our balances are reflecting that they're not really collecting 40,000 for each of us. For each of those 2 years for us.
I feel like I can partially answer that for you, Mike. I do know these numbers have changed. Where is this? Yeah, these receivable numbers have changed from last year, because we go in and we pull the total amount from the state website to see what's expected to come in. But as far as tracking what's delinquent, I'm not as familiar with that as of now.
So those numbers were pulled from the website on the 31st of March.
I believe they should still be the same now. So it was probably around February that we pulled these,
Okay.
January or February. But this shouldn't change, right? I think as of December, they should not change. And right, our normal expectation is to receive those most within a couple of months, and that's why this receivable is still sitting here. This is the amounts from 2025 that have not been received yet towards the end of the year. Does that make sense?
It does, and the reason I bring it up is you say we're expecting to receive those, but if they've taken
Yeah.
out 40 grand from there, it's hard for us to plan on receiving those and have them come in with less. Just there's nothing we can do about it, but other than be aware that we might not actually have that
Yeah.
much money receivable if they haven't updated it since December 1st or the end of last year.
Yeah. I will say I believe Shelby has been in contact, I think, with Carrie as well, and we've been going back and forth. So I think it is still expected to be received. There's just been a bit of back and forth.
There's that, and then to our the next couple of pages that talk about the things are that one. So, Sheila,
Yeah.
do you know, we just got the money. We just got tax money. So you've
Yeah.
got thousands of dollars you need to pay out right now. Do you know how much?
I'm still waiting for it. Looks like one of the checks is missing that was on the accounting that was sent with those checks. And so I have an email from Shelby this morning just saying she's going to talk to the county about those missing checks. So, or there's just one, it looks like.
But
So.
we've got the 50,000 now out of the rest of the money that we got, so we can start paying all those old invoices, right? For some
Yeah,
of
I wanted to wait for Shelby to give me the go ahead, I guess, just to make sure. And I can ask her. She just, it looks like she says, I'm going to follow up again, with carry on, the payments we're missing for Red Bridge 2 at this point. However, here are the amounts to withhold as the carve out and what to transfer. Okay, so she's given me what to hold and what to transfer. So yeah, I can get these done today, and then I can get with you, Mike, and let you know what we've got. It looks like actually total deposited for District 1 is 132,738, and then District 2 is 16,231. So it looks like I'm sending $78,075 to UMB, and then I'm carving out $27,060 for 2025, $27,602 for 2026.
And then we'll be able to pay out of those carve outs that we kept.
Yeah,
We
we should be able to pay what we owe. Let me pull up here. You asked me to get the payables here. So, yeah, it looks like total owed for everything is about it's 49,205. So we should be able to pay everybody and reimburse PSMP for what they've paid out.
You've got 49,000 that we need to pay out right now.
Yeah.
And this shows that we've already paid out 7,000. Lauren, is that right? This shows that we paid out 7,000 so far.
Yes.
So we're going to be over the 50,000. So starting, well, by the end of April, all of the money is going to be gone from the budget and will be a negative 6 grand, maybe. So just something we'll need to watch for when the next.
Well, those funds that we're depositing now are PID 1. So it looks to me like we still should have some money coming in from PID 2. But you're right. I think it's only about 16,000 coming in for PID 2. And that's for 2026, 2025, and 2026. So
Did we
yeah,
not receive all of our budget for 2025? Did our budget get funded for 2025, the 50,700? Or was it not
well,
because we
we're only
didn't?
getting 27,000 for PID 1 for 2025 and 2026. So we're supposed to be getting 25,000 for PID 2 as well. So we're missing PID 2, part of the PID 2 revenue.
Okay, so just to wrap my mind around it, instead of having 50,000 this year, we're going to have 50,000 this year plus what we were short last year in order to pay the invoices from last year and this year.
Right.
So that's not reflected on here. I mean, reflected on here. I don't know. It would have been nice, I guess, to have a bunch of negatives showing what was owed, but it's just going to be interesting for me to see the next one come June showing that we've paid out more than $50,000.
Right, but some of it's for last year, right?
Yeah,
So I
most.
guess we need to ask Shelby, did we get all of our revenue for 2024? We know we haven't gotten it for 2025 or 26.
Yeah, 26 we won't get till the end of the year.
Okay.
So, right, because we don't get taxes until the end of the year. So,
Yeah.
I know Shelby and Lauren, we've talked about doing it as I don't remember how you term it, but we're going to show that 26 is really for 27 at the end of this year. So, we can't count it as a revenue in 26.
So she's actually showing the $16,231 for PID 2 is for 2026. So we're not getting anything for 2025 for PID 2.
I think she's calling it 2026, but like Michael was saying, that was really 2025. Those numbers are
Okay.
for the year before. So 25 is probably
Okay.
24, 26 is 25. So we
Okay.
should be getting all of 24. So,
And we might have to go back even to 24, and Lauren, you might be able to help and do a budget amendment because we still owed on the 24 audit for sure that we were going to have to go back and pay. So I don't know if they're going to apply any of those payments all the way back to 24 or if we're just going to keep them in 25 and in 26 when they get paid. Laura, do you know how you're going to deal with that?
I don't for sure. I
Okay.
think you could be right that we wouldn't go back and change 2024,
Just probably do it in
and just
25.
reconcile it ourselves separately from the financials in
Okay.
2025.
Oh, I see
I
another email here from Shelby. She sent it to Carrie at the county. She asks about the check, the missing check for 16,000, but then she also says none of the checks or reports were for 2024. So she said on August 8th, 2025, you stated that $19,934 was held for PID 2. We don't have record of receiving that amount. Okay. So it looks like we're supposed to receive more for 2024 as well.
Yeah, because it's been on hold for a while.
Yeah. Okay.
Because remember, we didn't have 23s done for a while, and then
Right.
they jumped on to
23 was the
24.
long one that took forever.
Yep.
Well, as far as this goes, I just expect it to be majorly different on the next meeting
Yeah.
because we'll have finally paid out all that stuff that was owed for last year. So, other than that, I am good.
Okay, can we get a motion then to accept the financials for both PIDs 1 and 2?
I make a motion to accept the financials for both PID 1 and 2.
I'll second
Thanks.
that.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
I.
I.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, let me throw this up. I have not talked to Brandon about this, so I'm not sure if he's aware or not. But so this is the new disclosure. And I mean, they're getting super detailed, like this section right here. They want to know where you're employed, were you employed last year? Just the level of detail is a lot more than what it has been, what they're asking. So just I'll send it to you and you guys just fill it out for me. I know it sucks, but we just need to have it. Technically, and this is what's weird, is if when the district, I got to remember how they phrase it. If the district, when the district recorder finds out that you haven't done it, you're supposed to get a penalty fee of like $100, and then that fee goes into the budget of whatever the entity is. And
Huh.
technically, it can be a
Okay.
Class B misdemeanor, but I've never heard of anybody getting charged. But
Yeah, that's aggressive.
so the clerk in our case, I'm the clerk, so I don't know anything about when you guys get it to me until you get it to me, right? So
Yeah.
just saying that's not going to happen. But so I'll send that out. The other thing I'm going to send to you is the quarterly report just for the update. I finished that so this morning. So I'll shoot that out. You guys just update whatever happened in the first quarter and we can get it turned in. Hopefully we'll get it in early this year or this month,
Okay.
maybe for this
Very good.
quarter. Okay, any questions for us?
Nope.
Mike, we did talk with D.A. Davidson. Do you want to ask him about any of that, or do you just want to wait
I
until?
was actually going to ask you guys. They called me as well.
Yeah.
We did have a good conversation with them about how to be prepared to continue paying our bond payments. So, we're hopefully going to have some more conversations with them in the next couple of months to figure out if we need to restructure some things. I don't know that we've got any questions now because we're not sure what they're going to come up with over there, but It was a good conversation to have with them, and hopefully it'll take us in a good direction.
Yeah. Was it Ben that you talked to?
No, it was
Sam?
Sean or self, yeah, Samford or
Sam Elder?
Sam Elder, yes.
Okay. He's kind of the head guy in charge now of Utah. So, yeah, they had talked to me about potentially maybe the restructure, which means we would refinance basically. So that's something to be thinking about for sure. I'm not sure how that would work with Payson City. It's going to be in the indenture how we could do it. So hopefully we don't have to go back. I wouldn't think we would. I
Yeah, I
think that
hope
would have put
not,
it.
but if we do, it seems like it would be a good thing for them. You know, it would probably alleviate some of their concern about the pit as well. And actually, Blaine sounded really optimistic about he's working. He sent us over a template to fill out. And so Blaine's working on that today and wants to get it back over to him either today or tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, he's actually pretty optimistic about it. So,
Well, good.
hopefully, some good things.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Hopefully, we have an update for our next board meeting. So,
Should.
all right. Well, if you guys will look for this, Sheila, can I ask you to tell Blaine this new conflict's coming? Okay.
I will.
Okay, I'll
Probably
include
won't
him in the
affect him
email.
much,
Yeah.
but that's
So,
okay.
all right. If you
Thanks for your
guys
help,
don't have
guys.
anything else,
No, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
great.
I'll
Thanks,
second
man.
that.
Thanks, Sheila. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, good to see you guys.
You
Thank you.
too.
All
Have a
right,
good
talk to you
week. See
later.
ya.